The Echoes of 1968, France and Algeria's Enduring Accord. The year 1968 was a cauldron of global change, a year of protests, revolutions, and seismic shifts in power. Amidst this tumultuous backdrop, a quiet but profoundly significant agreement was forged between France and Algeria, the Franco-Algerian Accords. This accord, signed on December 20, 1968, did not grab headlines like the student uprisings in Paris or the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, but its impact has echoed through generations, shaping the lives of millions and continuing to spark debate today. A legacy of conflict and connection. To understand the Accords, one must grasp the raw, bleeding wound of the Algerian War of Independence, 1954-1962. For 132 years, Algeria had been a part of France, not merely a colony, but an integral part of the French Republic. This meant that Algerians, particularly Muslim Algerians, were considered French citizens, albeit with a starkly unequal status. The war itself was brutal, marked by widespread violence, torture, and political upheaval on both sides. When Algeria finally achieved independence in 1962, the question of what would happen to the roughly 1 million Algerians who had ties to France, or who had worked for the French administration, the Harkis, and the hundreds of thousands of French settlers, Pieds Noirs, who had lived in Algeria for generations, loomed large. The 1962 Evian Accords, which sealed Algerian independence, were complex and left many issues unresolved. Crucially, they did not fully address the rights of Algerian citizens wishing to migrate to France, nor the status of those who had served the French colonial power. The ensuing years saw a tense period of negotiation, and for many, a difficult transition. The Accords of 1968, a bridge built on uneasy ground. Against this backdrop, the Franco-Algerian Accords of 1968 emerged. This agreement was not a single document, but a series of conventions and protocols primarily focused on immigration and residency. Its core provisions granted Algerian citizens specific rights to reside and work in France, often facilitated by a renewable, long-term carte de residence, residency card. These rights were a significant departure from the general immigration policies applied to other nationalities. The Accords recognized the unique historical relationship between the two nations, acknowledging the human ties forged over decades of French rule and the ongoing economic and social links. Crucially, the Accords were rooted in a period when France's labor needs were high, and the post-colonial reconciliation process was still in its nascent stages. For many Algerians, migrating to France offered opportunities for economic advancement and a connection to a country that had profoundly shaped their history. For France, it provided a source of labor and a means of managing the complex aftermath of decolonization. Key actors and perspectives. This agreement was not a spontaneous act of goodwill, but the product of intense diplomatic maneuvering and the differing priorities of both nations. The French government, under President Charles de Gaulle and later Georges Pompidou, sought to stabilize relations with a newly independent Algeria while also managing domestic concerns about immigration. For Algeria, under President Ahmed Ben Bella and later Houari Boumediene, the Accords represented a pragmatic approach to securing the rights of its citizens abroad and maintaining a vital link with its former colonial power. However, the perspectives were far from uniform. Within Algeria, there were those who viewed the Accords with suspicion, seeing them as a lingering form of French influence. In France, while the Accords provided a framework for managing Algerian immigration, they also became a focal point for anti-immigrant sentiment and political debate, particularly as societal attitudes towards immigration evolved over the decades. The Shadow of Repeal, a Modern Reckoning. Fast forward to the present day. As of November 1, 2025, the landscape is starkly different. The Accords, once a cornerstone of bilateral relations, have come under intense scrutiny. In early 2025, the French Parliament initiated moves to repeal significant portions of the 1968 Accords. This legislative push is driven by a confluence of factors: a hardening of immigration policies in France, concerns about national sovereignty, and a desire to align immigration rules for all nationalities. Proponents of the repeal argue that the accords represent an outdated preferential treatment that is no longer sustainable or equitable in the current geopolitical climate. This proposed repeal has ignited passionate debate. For many Algerians and French citizens of Algerian descent, these accords represent not just a legal framework but a lived reality, a recognition of their history and their place in French society. They fear that their repeal will sever vital connections, create uncertainty, and lead to increased discrimination. Consequences and lingering questions. The potential repeal of the 1968 Accords is more than a bureaucratic adjustment. It's a symbolic act that risks unraveling decades of fragile reconciliation. It raises profound questions about historical memory, national identity, and the future of migration between France and Algeria. Will this legislative move lead to a more restrictive immigration policy, potentially impacting hundreds of thousands of individuals and families? How will it affect the complex relationship between two nations bound by a shared, yet often painful, past? The echoes of 1968 are once again reverberating, forcing a reckoning with history and a redefinition of what it means to belong. The Franco-Algerian Accords of 1968 stand as a testament to the enduring complexities of post-colonial relationships. While the winds of political change may be blowing towards their repeal, the historical significance and the human stories woven into their fabric will undoubtedly continue to shape the future for years to come.